It was a very long poem indeed, all about a walrus and a carpenter who went for a walk along a beach and invited lots of young oysters to go with them. The oysters accepted happily. "Perhaps that wasn't very sensible of them," Alice said. Tweedledee only smiled and continued, "The walrus and the carpenter walked on a mile or so, and then they rested on a rock conveniently low, and all the little oysters stood and waited in a row. 'The time has come,' the walrus said, 'to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sealing wax, of cabbages and kings, and why the sea is boiling hot, and whether pigs have wings.'" Alice waited with interest to hear about this conversation, but it never happened, because the walrus and the carpenter went on to eat all the oysters instead. At the end, Alice said, "I like the walrus best, because he said he felt sorry for the poor oysters."
"He ate more of them than the carpenter," said Tweedledee. "He ate faster, you see."
"Oh," said Alice, "well then, I like the carpenter best."
"But he ate as many as he could get," said Tweedledum.
"Well, they were both very unkind," Alice began, then stopped when she heard a noise in the wood. It sounded like a wild animal. "What's that?" she asked, afraid.
"It's only the Red King snoring," said Tweedledee. "Come and look at him."
The brothers each took one of Alice's hands, and they went through the wood to where the king was sleeping.
"Doesn't he look lovely?" said Tweedledum.
Alice really couldn't agree. The king was lying in a very untidy way, and was snoring loudly.